I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Spanking. Sometimes only a good hard spanking will do. I'm going through a phase where I really crave spanking. All I want is to be smacked with a flat palm on the bare bottom. Good hard wax. When I'm lying on the sofa with my feet in a guy's lap, my usual whim would be for him to slide a hand up my leg and into the warmth of my crotch, casually thumbing my clit through my knickers until I wriggle and beg for a fuck. Now though, right now, all I can think about is spanking. As vividly as I'd usually imagine him flipping me onto my stomach in bed, now I picture the position in which he beats me. We're sitting on the sofa, my feet are in his lap, and with one swift movement he lifts my ankles towards my head, swinging my legs up and back so I'm folded almost in half, then raining harsh, thuddy smacks onto my bottom. Ah. If we fuck before bedtime, I'll usually ask for it in exactly the same way. A kiss, and off to bed now. And then I quickly run to the bedroom so I can strip off everything but my knickers before he comes in. I lie in bed, very still and quiet, with my legs spread like an invitation. And I hope that he'll touch me, then touch himself, then touch me, touch himself, until both of us are aroused and he can slide into me, letting loose the deep grunt that represents an itch well and truly scratched. But not today. Today I ask him to take his belt off when he comes into the bedroom, and I lie with my face buried in the pillow, wriggling at the anticipation of the first smack, and pushing my bottom up to present the juiciest target. It's times like this that I wish I had a bigger arse. It's not small, my arse, it's average. I don't know, I haven't measured all the arses, but I'd love for it to be just a little bit fleshier, rounder and thicker, to give a truly satisfying jiggle and smack as the belt slaps down onto it. I'm pretty sure he likes my arse though. After just a few strokes with the belt, his dick is rock solid. He orders me to hold it and squeeze. Squeeze it harder for more, and let it go if the beating gets too much. So I squeeze tight. I've never held it so tight. And it feels like it's never throbbed as strongly as it does when I moan with happiness. Arch my back up, push my bottom up further to meet the belt. More? He asks me. Yes, more. Forever. More and more until I'm a bit dizzy and I'm biting the pillow. He gives me one stroke that's harder than the rest. It cracks down and the sting doesn't dissipate quickly enough. But that doesn't mean I want it to stop. It means I want more strokes just like that, placed neatly in different areas. My bottom, my thighs, the crease in between, until every single bit is red and hurting with the same tingling sensation. A patchwork of pain. I want to be beaten until I'm so red that I radiate heat. Then as he straddles my stinging thighs and fucks me with deep, harsh thrusts, each smack of his crotch up against my bare bottom feels like another stroke of the beating. That one was quite a short post and a short snippet, but if you enjoyed it, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or support me on Patreon and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.